أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال فاذهب فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس، وإن لك موعدا لن تخلفه، وانظر إلى إلهك الذي ظلت عليه عاكفا لنحرقنه ثم لننسفنه في اليم نسفا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the instance when Musa alayhi salam had addressed Samiri. Samiri then said what he had done. He spoke of the dust that he had collected from under the foot of Jibreel alayhi salam, either the foot of Jibreel or the woof, under the woof of the animal on which Jibreel alayhi salam was mounted. And then he took that dust which had the effects of life within it because of Jibreel alayhi salam's connection with it, and he cast it into that calf, and it seemed as if some life came into that calf. Musa alayhi salam, now he issues the punishment that Samiri had to face. Now the punishment for shirk was death. He had to be killed for what he had done. One, he committed shirk, and he then encouraged and called everyone else to shirk as well. But Samiri was a very generous person. He had this noble quality within him, the quality of generosity. And he would always assist people who are in distress. And because of that, his generosity, even though he committed such a serious crime, Allah to Musa alayhi salam